greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 28th, 2014. So Jesus is teaching the multitudes all that we are sharing with each other today. How to tie into the science of the universe. How to tie into the earth, air, fire, and water. Tie into dark energy. Tie into dark matter. By going into the science of the universe, by becoming born again, by returning naked to the womb of our mother, stripping ourselves of this false, fictitious, and sick consciousness that has been given to us by this wicked system, Yahushua giving us the teaching that will heal our sick minds, our sick consciousness, our sick souls, that condition that leaves us in the animal stage, unfeeling, uncaring. But many animals exhibit feeling and caring among themselves, but the animal stage of the human being is so far below the spiritual stage, which is our original stage, original consciousness that we have fallen from. Healing the sick. Health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. Healing the masses of the people. When you think of Yahushua doing anything, go straight to the metaphysical and think of health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. All of those realities that have been robbed and thieved from the masses of the people. So this Yahushua movement is not just one man, but is exhibited in 12 men plus the one which is 13. And 13 in the African Hebrew language is Mem or M or Mem, which is short form of Memphis. And the Memphis or Memphite theology narrative of the construct of the creation is what we are dealing with. And the 14th letter is Nun. And we are from the waters of Nun. And the field of light transforms those waters into the mass matter material universe by burning off the dross, burning off the gross matter, burning off the impurities, teaching us that we have become gross and dross and impure. So we need the field of light, knowledge and wisdom over, under, and inner standing within ourselves to burn the dross, burn the gross matter, purify us, bringing us forth as purified gold. This knowledge and wisdom will heal our sick human family by eradicating the wicked mind and consciousness that controls us all. So, in the chapter 14, Yahushua sends the people away back into the villages. Oh, the disciples say, hey, these people need to be fed. Let's send them back to the villages. The villages is a word that has to do with poor working class people. People who have to work daily for a living. People who have to sell their labor. But Yahushua says, hey, look, we don't have to send them away. We're going to give them to eat. He says, you feed them, telling the 12, You have the power to feed the masses of the people. You represent the 12 signs of the zodiac. You represent the universe, and through the 12 signs of the zodiac, you will be enabled and empowered to feed the people. They give to Yahushua 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The loaves are bread. And Bethlehem, he was born in Bethlehem. But this is cosmology, cosmogony, the science of the universe. Bethlehem means the house of bread. In the African Hebrew temple, there was the shoe bread table, the table of shoe bread. The word is the bread that we feed from. The neutron in the atom feeds us. The word of the Almighty entering into our ear, which is the vaginal tract of our mind and consciousness, that word, that atom, that neutron feeds us so that we may impart, feed each other, and lift ourselves out of the pitiful condition that we are in. The 2 loaves, the 2 fishes, the fishes represent Pisces. Pisces, the symbol of Pisces is the fish. I'm not going into it in detail, going by memory. And the twins, 2 fishes, one representing the male, masculinity, the masculine. The second fish representing the female, the feminine reality. Because the atom is not just male. The atom is male, female, masculine, feminine, because we all come from that atom, and we all are masculine and feminine. And the masculine has feminine traits, and the feminine has masculine traits. And so we see, if you go into the sign of Pisces into detail, see what the Pisces represents. See the attributes and characteristics associated with Pisces. See the planetary ruler of Pisces and go into the symbolism of that planet that is the planetary ruler of Pisces. Look into the gems and the stones associated with Pisces and know that those gems and stones are various aspects of the waters of noon, various aspects of the consciousness, various aspects of the pineal gland. Pineal, pineal, face to face in the African Hebrew language, going into the consciousness, going into the pineal gland, going into the pineal, we see the Almighty face to face, because within is the consciousness of the Almighty. Then, after Yahushua feeds the multitudes, the poor working class masses of people, with this food, with the science of the universe, they go away, and Jesus sends the disciples across the sea in a ship, in a boat, while Yahushua goes into the mountain to pray, and the mountain is Ptah. Now you have 3 phases of the scientific narrative of the construct of creation by the ancient African ancestors. The first phase is the waters of noon. In the womb of Nanette, the waters, melanin of the universe, the waters from whence we all come. Peaceful, tranquil, no movement, no action, void, darkness upon the face of the deep, without form, all one, no barrier, no boundary, eternal life, eternal unity, eternal love, truth, and justice, and righteousness. The next phase is Ptah, the earth mound. Ptah is the earth mound that rises up out of the water that represents spirit energy and waves causing movement. But in the movement, there is chaos and turbulence, like waves crashing and thrashing, turbulence and chaos. And so Ptah represents the mind of the Almighty. Ptah, as the mind of the Almighty, Ptah, as the mind of the Almighty, now goes into the waters to think about why there is chaos, why there is turbulence. And the mind of Ptah, which represents the mind of the Almighty, speaks forth from the consciousness, the reality and birth of Atum, the field of light. So Ptah, according to Ashrakwezi, is the god of darkness, but darkness is not evil, but darkness is the abyss, the original reality, the birth chamber of the universe from the waters, melanin of noon, and the womb of Anunnet. Ptah gives birth, working on masculine, feminine polarity, Ptah gives birth to Atum. And Atum, called Atumos, called Ra, called Eitan, sun disk, called Adon in the Old Testament, called Christos in the New Testament, called Lord Shiva in Hindu Buddhist tradition, represented by ancient Heru from Africa, Kemet, Egypt, represented by Buddha, represented by Krishna, represented by Zoroaster, represented by Quetzalcoatl, the Christ manifestation in Central and South America, Mexico, represented in the Kaaba by the people in the Hajj taking on the white garment. The white garment represents the field of light, the golden sun, shining white light. The white light break it down into seven colors of the rainbow, but in between the seven colors of the rainbow is dark matter, pitch blackness, dark energy, and the people in white, representing white light, moving around the Kaaba seven times, representing the sun going through the 12 signs of the zodiac in the reverse counterclockwise, taking 26,000 years, going through seven pole stars, seven north stars, as the earth moves following the sun. The earth spins on a wobble, on its axis, on a wobble, and every 3,000 plus years, the earth tilts on its wobble and remains stationary for another 3,000 plus years. Every time the earth shifts and wobbles on its axis, you have a new North Pole star. That's what is represented in the seven circumpolar navigations around the Kaaba seven times, counterclockwise. All of this science, sisters and brothers, that we must get into to understand how the universe works. Now, that ship represents the atom carrying the elements. The disciples representing the elements of the universe, the waters that they travel on, now tossing to and fro, thrashing and convulsing, and caught in a storm now. Remember the etymology of Christos. You have a word that has to do with the storm, pestilence, a tempest, the movement of water. Why? Because the field of light is now transforming those waters that are chaotic from the chaotic stage into the peaceful stage. So the word tossed, the ship was tossed to and tossed with waves. The word tossed is this word in the Greek language.
Strong's G 928, Bassanizo, Bassanizo.
To test, this is a verb, to test metals by the touchstone, which is a black siliceous stone used to test the purity of gold or silver by the color of the streak produced on it by rubbing it with either metal. So this black siliceous stone, and siliceous is silicon oxide. Silicon is Si in the atomic table of elements, number 14. So that means 14 protons, neutrons, electrons, really 14 hydrogens or 14 Christs, because hydrogen atom is the table of Christ. The table of elements is the table of Christ. The table of atoms is the table of Christ. As there is one atom, hydrogen, that permeates the table of elements, in, and you say in science, nothing in the universe made without atoms. Atoms all over the universe. Atoms everywhere. Atoms in everything. Everything coming from atoms. Everything coming from one atom. The ancients called that atom atum. Atum. The New Testament refers to that atom, that we say atom in science, as Christos or Christ. So Christ is the New Testament rendering of the scientific hydrogen atom, the field of light, that the ancients called atom. And so you say 14 hydrogens, 14 Christs. But it's one Christ. All the table of atoms are one atom, but the atom, the hydrogen atom, the field of light to the next level. Helium, second element, atomic element, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. That's two hydrogens, or two Christs, or two Aton sun disks, or two Ra's, or two Lord Shivas, or two monstrances, or two of those Hajj sisters and brothers marching around the Kaaba. So silicon and oxide. Oxide, that's two oxygens. Look it up on the table of atomic elements and see what number oxygen is. And know whatever number the oxygen is on the table of elements, that is how many Christs or how many hydrogens or how many hydrogen atoms go into the oxygen to make that oxygen. So this black stone, touchstone, you take this touchstone and you take the metals. So it says test the metals. So we must study the atomic table of metals and elements to understand this science. This black touchstone, this black siliceous stone, you rub gold or silver or some other metal against this black siliceous stone, and depending on the streak left behind, the color of the streak that is left behind on the touchstone, on the black siliceous stone, on silicon oxide, then you know the truth of this metal, the integrity, and whether this metal is the metal that we think it is. That's science, sisters and brothers. So you take this understanding and understand that the watchers' melanin of noon are like the touchstone in the universe, testing the veracity of the whole of the universe. And the hydrogen atom, taking these watchers' melanin and transforming these waters, and now you have the whole of the universe coming out of the rest of the table of atomic elements. And these table of atomic elements, by the power of the Christos Atom hydrogen sun being expanded to multiple levels, but yet at the base, all of the atom metals elements are hydrogen atom at the root. Then the whole of the elements in the universe function as the universe should function because of this methodology and transformation from the watcher's melanin of noon into the field of light, and the transformation of that field of light that field of light has on those watchers. The melanin in the universe, the melanin in your physical structure, causing the universe to function as the universe should, and causing your physical, my physical structure to function as our structure should, causing our eyes to see, nose to smell, ears to hear, tongue to taste, hands to feel. That's the melanin. No matter what shade of color you are, black, brown, red, yellow, so-called white but Caucasian, no matter your ethnicity, etc., it's melanin in your structure. Some of us have more melanin than others, but melanin in our structure, causing our structure to behave as our structure should behave. Now, this touchstone associated with the turbulence of the water is associated with torture, associated with torment of body and mind, associated with pains, harassment, and distress. The wind and the water representing the chaos and the stress in our lives. And when you go into the etymon, the etymological root, it starts to talk about how we are tested by the stresses and the chaos. So the disciples said, hey, we are disciples of Jesus. Here comes the test. Here comes the wind. Here comes the waves. Here comes the chaos. Here come the stresses in our lives. Are we really who we say we are? Does our actions match the identity that we proclaim? And so the waves test us. The chaos and the disorder tests us. It's contrary, against us. And so we have to go into the waters of noon, into the science of the universe, to understand what's going on. Then it says in verse 25 that Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Immediately your and my mind goes to the physical, to the flesh. But we know that Paul said you have to go beyond the flesh. Let me see. Is that the word went? But it's another word I wanted. Went. I got tossed. I got went. I got walking. I see walking. Let me see. The word went, Jesus went to them. That word is this word in the European Greek language.
Strong's G, 565. Aperchamai. Aperchamai.
Aperchamai. Aperchamai. To go away, to depart, to go away. But peculiarly, the last definition is an evanescent state of things. An evanescent has to do with that which loses power as it moves from the source and crosses boundaries. In physics, it has to do with vibration. Vibration is energy. So Jesus went to them walking on the water. Jesus represents the sun. The disciples represent various aspects of the zodiac and various aspects of the atoms, the table of elements. In the water, waters of noon, the sun, the S-U-N, is transforming everything, transforming everyone, vibrating energy. And evanescence has to do with vibrations and energy and how vibrations and energy moving from the source dissipates and moves from strength to weakness, crossing boundaries and barriers, and the power to cross boundaries and barriers saps the strength of the vibration as it moves from the original source out from the original source. So Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, that field of light transforming the waters through vibration, through energy, that power is within you and within me. And Petah, or Peter, Peter comes out of the ship, walks on the water, looks around, falls into the water. Yahushua reaches down, grabs Peter out of the water. They get back into the ship, and the waters and the waves become calm. They went into the ship and the wind ceased. And they worship Yahushua and say, "Truly, thou art the Son of God." This worship has to do with following the example and living the truth and the teachings. Yahushua represents the sun, atum, solar energy, hydrogen atom, Adon, Christos, that field of light that transforms the waters, moving on the mind of Ptah. Peter is Ptah, Ptah, P-T-A-H. When you say Ptah, Ptah, Peter, 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 you can see how Peter comes from Ptah. Ptah is the mind of the Almighty that begins to think and transform the waters by the power of thinking, the power of thought, the power of the mind, giving birth to the field of light from the darkness. That field of light, the power of the sun, the power of solar, the power of the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom, teaching us that when we tap into this science, sisters and brothers, we will be able to transform our lives, transform our spirit, mind, body, and soul, transmigrate our soul out of the animal stage into the human stage, and finally into that spirit energy stage, so that we may transform civilization, corporations, society, and manufacture and facilitate the new Jerusalem, which is truth, justice, righteousness, peace, and tranquility all over the earth. And we're going to pick up next time with that word water, because it's the same word water used in St. John 3 that we must be born again and born from that water again. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari Selassie people.